Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the KTH 910 AM Interview of the Week here on the Guadalupe Radio Network in North Texas. Thank you so much for joining us, especially in the challenging, difficult times that we find ourselves in right now. And with this pandemic going on around the world, we are trying to find interviews and topics that are pertinent and providing information that you need. And what you're going to learn in the next 20 minutes definitely fits that bill. And I'm so thankful to a friend and somebody who has been very much a blessing to the Guadalupe Radio Network. His name is Daryl Derrickson from St. Maria Goretti Parish in Arlington. He's a fourth degree knight there and just an awesome guy. And he has introduced me to a fellow knight, a fellow parishioner at St. Maria Goretti Parish in Arlington, whose name is Dr. Alex Del Carmen. And like I said, he's from the parish. He also, Dr. Alex Del Carmen, serves as an associate dean and professor in the School of Criminology at a local university. And we're not going to talk about criminology, and we're not going to talk about higher education. We're going to talk about a website that he has designed called telecatholics.com, T-E-L-E, Catholics.com. And if you just go and visit it, you're going to be really impressed. It says the Catholic resource site during the pandemic, remain a loyal Catholic. And I'm just going to read one more line, and then I'm going to bring Alex, as he says I can call him, into the conversation. It says the purpose of this site is to provide information on how to remain a person of faith during the pandemic crisis. And I can't think of a more important topic to talk about during this program. So Dr. Del Carmen, Alex, as I'll call you, thank you so much for being on the program with us today.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
So let's start from the beginning, because I purposely didn't do a big, long pre-interview with you. I wanted to kind of learn along with the listeners about this. How did this come into your mind? What was the origin, the genesis of this project?
Well, you know, so as you know, many churches throughout the United States and really throughout the world have been closed in observance of their local state and federal mandates for folks to not congregate and be contagious to one another. And so it was really, you know, I went to St. Maria Goretti a couple of Saturdays ago to receive communion Saturday evening in anticipation of the Sunday Mass. And we all sort of had a feeling that that was going to be our last communion for a while, because we knew that all of this was coming. And so I started praying, perhaps even harder. You know, I pray the rosary every morning. And after praying the rosary, I think it was like either Wednesday or Thursday of that week, I felt compelled to do something in order to connect with my fellow Catholics around the globe. And one of the problems that does exist is that social media has been wonderful in the context that we've had a lot of priests and a lot of religious organizations that have put out links and websites, but it's a bit overwhelming, right? So if you're sitting there and you really just want to hear Mass or you want to pray the rosary, you just have to go fish and find for this website. So I felt inspired. I felt our Blessed Mother touched my heart, and she wanted me to put something together for the rest of us to be able to have just a universal site that people can go to and find those resources.
Yeah, telecatholics.com, beautiful site. And it's amazing to think that you've put this together in such a short amount of time. And, you know, the next line, I read the first line, particularly this site will provide links to Masses being said live and recorded throughout the world. And so my next question is, how in the world, no pun intended, were you able to connect with all of the, thousands and thousands and thousands of dioceses and parishes? And from a logistical standpoint, it seems difficult. Well, what was the way that you were able to find all this information?
Well, you know, I'm a researcher by nature, right? And I also have many friends, some of whom actually work out of the Vatican, that, you know, that are involved in the authentication of relics and whatnot. And so through them and through other folks, through the church, I've been able to identify some websites. And we are just probably about one third done on the website, in the sense that we have to add a whole bunch of other Mass links and whatnot. But the idea where we want to go with this is to have sort of a list of live websites, live Masses throughout the day, and then also those that are pre-recorded for folks to be able to see. But bottom line is, we want to give access to those Masses, to the rest of those Catholics throughout the world, to be able to, you know, hear Mass, to participate in the most amazing celebration that we Catholics can participate on a daily basis. So that's the genesis and purpose of this.
Yeah, you have tabs across the top, and I just want to talk about some of these. Other than the home tab, it says Masses, and I'm on it right now on the site. You click on it, and you have Father Robert Barron's Daily Mass. You have the Diocese of Dallas, EWTN Daily Mass, Pope Francis' Daily Mass. So if you click on those, well, what happens? Because obviously the Mass is live at some point. Can you get it live or recorded, or what happens? Because I'm not going to be clicking all over the place. But when you click on one of these particular links, what happens?
Right. So like if you click on the very first one, which is Father Barron's Daily Masses, so you go to his website, and he actually will list what time the Masses will be live on a particular day. So there's like a schedule, as you would if you were to go to a regular church and find the schedule of Masses listed. So for instance, here he talks about Friday, Good Friday, rather, at 3 o'clock Pacific time, 3 p.m. So folks can actually go to that link and be able to watch and participate in that Mass at 3 o'clock Pacific time, right, on Good Friday. But if you don't have the ability of doing that, you can certainly go back to that website throughout the day based on your own availability and simply click on the actual icon and be able to hear and attend Mass as you would have done earlier that day.
Yeah, this is really one-stop shopping, so to speak. Not shopping, of course, but the next tab is Rosaries, and here is Come Pray the Rosary, Rosary Online, Rosary from Lourdes Live. I mean, wow, how amazing. So, like you said, you're still putting all this together and trying to find the different resources. But as it implies, if somebody wants to participate in a live rosary with whatever group they're interested in, boom, there it is, right?
That's right. So like, for instance, on the rosary icon, you can click on that and you can see that there is Come Pray the Rosary is a website that is on 24/7, right? And you can actually, it'll give you the option once you get to the second screen on whether or not you can participate on a worldwide rosary or an individual rosary. And if you click on the worldwide, what it will do is it will take you to the rosary, and at the bottom it will show you how many people are praying with you at the same time throughout the world. So it's the ability of being connected and feeling that, you know, there are other Catholics throughout the world literally that are praying at the same time that you are.
Yeah, I clicked on the Lord's link for the rosary, and something is going on. In fact, I believe it's live right now. There's a priest praying the rosary right there at the grotto in Lourdes, and I'm doing this live as we're doing this interview, and it's just the most amazing thing. I mean, I'm actually seeing the statue of Our Lady of Lourdes live through my computer, and I don't have the audio up, but I presume, you know, he's praying the rosary, and just an amazing thing. Let's just go through some of the other tabs, and if you're just joining us, this is the interview of the week, and I have the pleasure to speak to Dr. Alex Del Carmen from St. Maria Goretti Parish in Arlington, and he is friends with Daryl Derrickson, who put me in touch with Alex, and talking about this website, telecatholics.com, which is a really good resource during this pandemic for those of us who are interested in still participating in the sacraments and also the rosary and adoration. Alex, there's a link here for adoration. Tell us about that and what kind of resources are available to people who want to click on that.
Right. So our first goal is going to be sometime this week is we're going to have a live feed to a relic chapel that has over 400 relics. And our hope is to have the live feed on 24 hours, 7 days a week, so that people can pray before the relics of saints, some of the passion relics of our Lord and whatnot. So that's coming in the next 7 to 10 days, we hope. But in addition to that, we also have the live Eucharistic adoration links, which are different churches throughout the world, right? So we have in Great Britain, EWTN Great Britain, we have the Perpetual Adoration of Our Lady of Sorrows Church, and all of these have a webcam that is directly connected or showing the Eucharist. And so you can actually spend an hour, 2 hours, however long you want, with various churches throughout the world. There's a beautiful one, which is our a Eucharistic Adoration Church in Poland. And so if you click on that link, you will see a statue of our Blessed Mother, and in her heart, you will see the actual Eucharist. And you will see people that are praying live with you at that particular chapel in Poland. So this is a way for you to spend an hour, as the Lord has asked, in the Adoration Chapel from your home. So it is a phenomenal resource for folks that want to keep with that wonderful component of our faith.
Speaking of resources, you have a tab that says resources, and on it, people can link, you know, instantly to Catholic Answers Apostolate in San Diego, or the Catholic Online Bookstore, Ave Maria Press, Ignatius Press. You also have North Texas Catholic Men's Conference, which, of course, is very focused here in North Texas. Is the plan to try to link to, let's say, the Oklahoma Men's Conference or the Ohio Women's Conference? How localized are you going to be able to get this for people in other parts of the country and the world?
Yeah, so the hope is to be able to do both, right? To keep sort of a focus on the local and regional Catholics, but also to provide international scopes, right? So at the end of the day, you know, we Catholics are all about being able to connect with each other through, we have one faith, you know, one God, you know, one religion, 1 billion Catholics throughout the world. And it's sort of like, in some ways, the website stands for the idea that even though you may be alone in your home and you may be limited in terms of contact, you are one of 1 billion people in the world that share that faith, and those resources are there for you. And so if you look at that first item under resources, is the United States Conference for Catholic Bishops, which has a lot of information, Catholic Answers, if you've got questions on the faith. You have also online bookstores and a wonderful way to be able to read books online and also to order them for them to. This is a wonderful time, this pandemic, to not only grow in prayer, but also use it. And I often, when people say to me, well, how are you managing your time during this time? And I often say it's a retreat. You know, I find that this pandemic gives us the ability to be in a retreat with the Lord.
Yes.
And ask for the intercession of our Blessed Mother. And this website hopefully will help you with that.
Yeah, what obviously you produce something like this that's just amazing. And I commend you and I thank you for what you've done. One of the big challenges is getting the word out that it exists so people can actually use it. You're doing an interview here and, you know, Daryl had reached out to me. How else are you able to publicize and let people know that this exists?
Yeah, so we have sent out emails to various, Catholic groups out there to let them know that we exist. You know, obviously, we're going to be using social media a lot, but I will tell you that I'm quite pleased that in the past 24 hours, we've had more than 600 hits on the website. So it is growing. The word is getting out there, and people are beginning to see how this website is a place where they can go on a daily basis. I mean, we're not asking for money. We're not advertising anyone. This is strictly the work of the Lord, of our Blessed Mother and the Holy Spirit, bringing a person that has never created a website before to basically put something together that is not going to have a lot of the bells and whistles that you may have in other websites, but it certainly will convey the information that you need to remain a loyal Catholic and to know that God is with us during this journey.
You know, it's amazing. You mentioned at the beginning that your background, you kind of implied that your background in criminology and research has allowed you to do something like this. And it's not really directly related, but it's great that what you do professionally has allowed you to really do something which I think your average person would not be able to put together, especially in such short time.
Well, I think also the Holy Spirit is amazing, right? So regardless of what degree I may hold and what my job may be, I think God uses the least of us to be able to do amazing things. And I think when people go to the website, they'll understand, they'll ask themselves the question, can somebody that's never had any experience putting a website together do this? And the answer to that is no. So that's why I feel that my hands were guided, my heart was guided by God and the Holy Spirit, and definitely our Blessed Mother, for the idea came during the time that I was praying the rosary intensely as to how I could do something to help others. And, you know, what I'd like your audience to do is to send us, there's a way they can contact us, which is the last option on the website. And if they can reach to us and reach out to us and let us know of links of possible websites that they would like us to link to provide and continue to expand our services to others, we remain open to ideas and to obviously take this to the next level.
Telecatholics.com is the website, TELECatholics.com. And I'm speaking to Dr. Alex Del Carmen, and from St. Maria Gredi Parish in Arlington. So if it's 3 months or 6 months or a year from now, when this pandemic is over, we all know it, eventually life is going to get back to normal. We just don't know when. Will this site continue to have a function and a purpose, or where do you think it's going to go from there?
Absolutely. So the idea of the actual name was kind of interesting how it came about. Our Lady put in my heart the idea of creating the website, but I had no idea what the name of the website should be. So literally, I got together with my wife and two kids that happened to be home during the pandemic, and I asked them, you know, what should the website be? And so both of my kids are college age, and they're both incredibly in tune to social media. So they both said, it needs to be short, Dad. And so because everyone is talking about telemedicine, we felt that TeleCatholics would be a catchy name because it is the ability of doing it remotely, but yet still being Catholic, right? So we feel, and I feel in my heart, that this is going to be that when the pandemic ends, whenever that happens, and the Lord wishes for it to do so, that I think all of us are going to be different in many ways. I think the world is going to be different. I think all of us Catholics are going to be different at that point after having gone through all that we're going through now. And I think we're going to be relying on social media a lot more. Obviously, the idea is to go back to church physically and partake in communion and whatnot. But I think this website can continue to serve everyone in the community that may not be able to attend Mass, or even in times that you want to attend Mass on a daily basis and yet go to your local church during a weekend. So yes, the website is going to be on. As long as the Lord gives me life, the website will stay on to provide that service to our fellow Catholics.
Yeah, telecatholics.com. One of the things that I noticed right off the bat, Alex, was the beautiful images inside churches, cathedrals. I'm curious, this first one that you see, and then there's one right underneath it. Where are these, or what are these churches? Because they're absolutely stunning in their beauty.
Yeah, thank you. So the actual churches, these are pictures that I have taken, by the way, in the course of my visit to various churches. And the first one that you see, which is the backdrop to the website, is St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City.
Okay.
And that picture was actually taken not too long ago when I was in New York last. And then the picture right below it is of the National Shrine of Our Lady, which is in Washington, D.C. My daughter goes to school at Catholic University of America. She's a sophomore there. And that's the school where my father graduated from back in 1962. And so this is actually the National Shrine, which if anyone gets a chance to ever go to D.C., it is a beautiful, beautiful church. And that is a picture that I took just a few months ago, actually. And it was, what's unusual about the picture is that no one is inside the church.
Yeah.
And so I found that rare moment when no one was there, and I just took the picture, and I had no idea what I was going to use that picture for, but now I know why the Lord allowed for that to happen.
Right, because it's very emblematic, I guess, or symbolic of what's going on right now, where nobody is in the churches, unfortunately, but the day will come when that's not the case, and until then, we have great resources like telecatholics.com, and Dr. Alex Del Carmen has been my guest. Just down to our last couple of minutes, Alex, and I just want to give you time to say anything else or an invitation for people listening right now to utilize this resource during this pandemic. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Absolutely. So first of all, thank you for having me on your show. It is a privilege and an honor to join you today. Secondly, I will tell you that if, once again, I want to encourage people to visit the website, to use it. We need to all grow in prayer, and we all need to be in prayer. We need to be on our knees asking God to help us during this time. And we have an amazing religion, an amazing faith that allows us to be able to have these resources and be connected to the rest of the world. Don't let the doubts and perhaps the uncertainty of the pandemic, get in your way of faith, and adhere and embrace the richness of our religion that has been around for over 2,000 years. Go to our website, telecatholics.com, visit us, send us ideas, and we promise to pray for you.
Very well said. Thank you so much. Again, Dr. Alex Del Carmen has been my guest. This is the KTH 910 AM Interview of the Week. Telecatholics.com. You got to visit it. There is so much there, and it's a great resource, especially during the times we live in right now during this pandemic. I do want to thank Cecil Anderson for running the board on this program today. And also a big thank you to Daryl Derrickson, again, from St. Maria Goretti Parish in Arlington. I don't know that this would have happened had he not reached out to me. And I always say at the end of every interview, if you have ideas of an interview topic that will bless our listeners, please let me know. And 99% of the interviews I do are because somebody has recommended it. I don't typically have to go around hunting and finding topics. And so I really appreciate Daryl very much. I know he's listening. And also thanks again to Dr. Alex Del Carmen, really, really faithful and wonderful spokesperson for this telecatholics.com. Visit the site and you will be blown away by everything that you're able to link to, find Mass, find rosaries, find adoration. And also, as Dr. Del Carmen said, contact him and let him know what else should be linked on this site. He'd really appreciate that. Telecatholics.com. Thank you so much. This has been the KTH 910 AM Interview of the Week here in the Guadalupe Radio Network in North Texas. Have a wonderful rest of your day and weekend. God bless you.